COVID-19 restrictions might be loosening up a little in some parts of the nation, but for hundreds of small businesses, the financial stress isn't easing up, particularly for those also coping with the summer bushfire disaster. Financial counsellors are calling it the double whammy and warned the looming end of the JobKeeper wage subsidy scheme is only adding to the stress for some. Rhett Burney reports.
When the summer bushfires swept across Kangaroo Island off South Australia's coast, small businesses that rely on tourists were suddenly without any customers.
So the vineyard was pretty well wiped clean. We lost our offices, house, sheds, shearing shed, all of our vineyard equipment, irrigation plant, everything but the winery building. The winery building survived with damage. And all of our wine survived, which is, you know, sort of the silver lining to the whole thing.
Yale Norris is the co-owner of Islander Estate Vineyards. And that silver lining he was talking about didn't last long because the coronavirus pandemic then forced the temporary closure of the cellar door.
And I think that the biggest challenge with a lot of businesses are can we weather the storm until we're back to normal? Even if you make a change in business direction, it's still difficult when you don't have any income coming in.
While Islander Estate Vineyards has adapted, selling its products online, other business owners have been overwhelmed and have needed financial advice.
To the end of May, we have helped about 138 businesses. Only about 10% of those businesses were directly impacted in terms of damage by the fires. About 49% was loss of trade due to bushfires, and around 37% for other reasons, primarily COVID.
Helen Davis is the general manager of the Small Business Bushfire Financial Counselling Support Line, a free service set up after the summer disaster, thanks to $3.5 million in federal money. She says the number of calls has been lower than expected, possibly because the pandemic has disrupted efforts to publicise the service. But now she says more calls are starting to come in as the bushfire and coronavirus double whammy takes its toll.
They can't see their income coming in. They've got debts they can't currently service. They've often been through a lot of personal trauma in the case of the bushfires. So it's a very distressing circumstance for them. For some of them, it's literally just surviving day by day.
And Helen Davis says the looming September cut-off of the JobKeeper wage subsidy scheme is weighing heavily on the minds of many small business owners.
I think the issue with everything stopping bluntly on the same date is compounding in terms of its ramifications. So we'd definitely be supportive of moves to gradually ease that back, whether that be across different industry sectors at different times.
For Yale Norris, one thing would be better than almost any other help, and that's the return of domestic tourists to Kangaroo Island.
We want people to come, but we want people to do the right thing as well. So remember, we know we're all in this together. So do the right thing when you visit people, spend some money, come, help everyone out, but at the same time, follow the rules. And we'll love to see you here.
That's Kangaroo Island winemaker Yale Norris ending Rhett Burney's report.